anything that takes or diverts products and waste and things out of landfill is important. And that's what the reduce, reduce, recycle motto really gets to the heart of.
And there's three different issues there. Let's start maybe talking about recycling. There's a lot of talk about recycling in your everyday life, but I still find myself confused as to some things which I can recycle or not. Do you think we're fully on board with what is recycling and what does it mean?
Yeah, it's really interesting, I guess, because recycling, particularly in the home, is something that has been around for a really long time, and it's fairly standard across councils. You know, you've got your bottles and your paper and things, and we understand those basic things, what goes in which bin. But there are a lot of products that a lot of people are confused about, and some of that has to do with the advances in recycling technology. So things that weren't recyclable 10 or 15 or 20 years ago when these recycling programs first started coming into our homes now are recycling, but the councils are doing it at different rates. So what's recyclable in one council is not necessarily recyclable in another council.
Reuse, it seems to kind of work on a number of different ways. Reuse in terms of what you can have in the home and then use for another purpose. But then you also said repurpose things. And when I hear that, I kind of think, you know, secondhand, maybe the things that you might even go to a market stall and grab some shoes. But I know that there can be a common attitude that reusing something is a bit of like a cultural cringe or a taboo. The quality might not be as good. It might be dirty. Do you think that plays into why we might not be reusing as much?
Definitely. I think there's certainly cultural perceptions that have been built up in our sort of consumerist society that the new is cool, it's clean, it's high quality, it's fashionable, trendy at the moment. And so there's definitely a perception, like if you think about clothes, you know, there might be that kind of, oh, somebody else has worn this, maybe somebody else's sweat is in this jumper. Of course, the fact that your own sweat is in your own clothes and goes through the wash and then is clean to wear, you know, there's a lot of perceptions out there. I think there are definitely campaigns out there that are trying to alter perception. So just as an example, you know, Vinnie's, which is one of the standard recycling shops, they had a campaign where they actually got fashion and stylists to come in and dress models using clothes found from the Vinnie stores and then put them up on posters to show the really fashionable outfits that you could make. I guess that resonated with sort of young, particularly women who, you know, could see these gorgeous models wearing these gorgeous clothes and then thought, oh, I can come to Vinnie's and get really cool clothes, particularly if you've got a, you know, a bit of a trend for vintage. You might find those in vintage op shops and things like that. So I guess there's a movement to try and change some of those perceptions.
It seems like reuse and reduce are quite closely linked, because by reusing something, you're automatically reducing waste or your consumption of new items. But then reduce, perhaps putting it into the perspective of food waste, is another story completely, because you can't buy secondhand food.
I guess one of the distinctions between reuse and reduce is that reuse is something that you've got. You've got your use out of it already. And then it's just, you know, being a bit more creative about other ways that you can do it. Or, for example, the idea of buying things secondhand, you're still getting the thing that you want. But reducing does require a further level of kind of, it's something that you might want, but you're not going to take it. Or, it, you know, if you're looking for, perhaps you want to reduce the packaging, you know, that comes in the food that you buy, you've got to change what you're doing. So there's a level of inconvenience there. On the food waste, it is interesting, because particularly what we're talking about, perception and cringe, reuse is a particular step in the food waste hierarchy. So this hierarchy of actions that we try to do to avoid food or other products going to landfill. But the term reuse has these connotations for people which are really difficult to deal with, but it is actually something that happens when you think of food rescue charities. So, you know, there are stores who sell food, and then at the end of the day they have food left over, so they go and donate it to a food rescue charity who then has a network for distributing it on the same day, might be to families or to low-income households and things. So in that sense, the food is being reused in the sense that it was available for sale, it wasn't sold, so we find another purpose for that food by redistributing it. You know, a lot of resources go into creating our food, not just the natural resources, like, you know, all the minerals and the time and effort of growing it, but the energy and the water that goes into growing it and then processing it and transporting it to the shops and, you know, refrigerating. So whenever any food is not eaten, all of that resources and energy that's gone into growing that food is wasted. So reducing food waste is really important. And the way we kind of talk about it is any food that's not eaten by humans is lost from the food chain, which is a shame. So there's a lot of great things, great campaigns out there at the moment that are trying to educate people on how to reduce food waste, which are based on how you make your shopping decisions and your purchasing decisions to make sure you've always got the right things and the right quantity in your household, how to store them properly, how to prepare them so that you're using more of the product and you're not kind of throwing out, say, the bottom and the top of the carrot just because that's how you've always cut up a carrot. You know, there's no reason you can't eat the bottom of a carrot. There's nothing that feels different, tastes different, is different, but we're just so used to cutting it off just for that clean, nice end and throwing the bottom away.
That's exactly it. And the same thing is not even just food waste, it's purchasing clothes even, it's this whole thing of just reducing your consumption so you have less waste that's going out there in the shop, and you're like, I like that top but I don't really need it because I have five others that look the exact same. So that adjustment of attitude to be that you don't need something.
Yeah, and I guess that's one of the interesting things. So we touched on, reduce, reuse, recycle as this kind of simple framework for avoiding landfill. But there are definitely people out there who are getting really creative and they're adding all sorts of steps, in this framework. I guess trying to come up again with language that really appeals to people. And my favourite one, which people often put at the top of this kind of hierarchy, is refuse. So before you try and reduce the waste that's created from something, just refusing something that you don't need. So that could be refusing an entire product. Like you said, I could buy that top, but I don't really need it because I already have 10 tops that look like it back in my wardrobe. Or, I could refuse something that comes in plastic packaging, for example, if I could get it without the packaging.
Adding another re to this hierarchy.
Yeah, definitely. The one that I'm kind of familiar with is much more complex, and I'm not suggesting that it, becomes the mantra out there because it's a lot in there. But I talk about refuse, reduce, reuse, repurpose, recycle, recover. And it picks up all these different complexities of what we can be doing up and down the chain. It's something that probably in business is a hierarchy that's more used because the options available to business are greater than the options to consumers. But I think having this sort of hierarchy is really important. It's interesting that you decided to start at the bottom. We talk about hierarchies when we're doing this research, and the idea is that whatever's first is the one that's most important. So the reduce, reuse, recycle, the idea is that you reduce as much as you can. Whatever you can't reduce, you try to reuse. You reuse as much as you can. And then whatever you can't reuse, the very last step is recycle. But I do think it's interesting that for most people, that hierarchy is almost flipped on its head. Recycling is the thing that people do most of, partly because it's so easy and convenient. It's out of mind. I just put it in there and I don't have to change anything else about what I'm doing. I don't have to think about it anymore. It's very simple, and I can feel good that I've done something, good for the environment, which you certainly have. It's better than putting it into landfill. But the amount of energy that's and materials that are recovered through recycling is small compared to not using them in the first place.